quite a storm we had Friday, we say. We've all got a storm story. If we're still around to tell a storm story, it means we make it. In a word, we weathered the storm. Even though we may have had hail or wind damage, water in the basement, or lost a corner of the garage to a fallen tree, we're okay. State Farm was there. Yet there are other events in our lives that we don't get through safely, that we may not weather. Those times that rock the foundation on which we stand, or rock the very foundation of who we are. Those times that push us beyond our capacity, when our usually reliable coping strategies bite the dust. Times that figuratively and literally bring us to our knees. Imagine yourself in a dark space with no guide posts, no wall to touch or follow, no light under a door toward which to travel, utterly disoriented. Unable to see where you're standing, you don't even know if your next step will land. Applied to the spiritual life, that might describe the dark night of the soul of St. John of the Cross. The dark night isn't necessarily the worst time of your life. It may be dreadful, but for John, it's not sinister. To the contrary, it saves us. In the end, only when we're plunged into darkness that is beyond our capacity to navigate, do we at last surrender control, allowing ourselves to be taken where we could not and would not go on our own. It is in the dark of night where the lover and the beloved rendezvous, where we encounter our true love. Oh, night that guided me, John writes, the night more lovely than the dawn. Jesus had one word for Peter. Come. Lord, save me. Come. The only thing that saves us from darkness and a really bad storm is that one impossible step toward Jesus, our companion and courage, into the embrace of Jesus, our true